what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Hey friends, welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I am your host, Maddie, and I am so glad you guys are here today. If you've been journeying with me, you know, for the last 6 or 7 episodes, you know, we took a little pause between episodes to talk about waiting versus patience. And boy, I got to tell you, wasn't that needed? Because I know I needed it. But now we're sliding right back into our flow with episode 7, which is contentment in the now. And listen, this one isn't just for us ladies, okay? So guys, if you're tuning in, this message is for you too, because contentment isn't a female issue and is definitely not just a male issue. It's an actual human issue we all have. So, you know, we've all wrestled with feelings like life isn't quite enough right now where we're at. And in a world where we live in right now, with Instagram highlights, TikTok glow ups, and a constant pressure to be in the next season, baby, I understand contentment feels harder than ever before. But let's be honest, how many of us have said this somewhere along our lives? When I get there, then I'll be happy. Right? When I finally buy that house, I'll be happy. When I finally get that job, I'll be happy. When my bank account looks a little bit better with a couple zeros behind it, I will be happy. When I get married, I'll be happy. And like, we just basically are treating contentment like it's waiting on us in the future, right? But the problem here is, if we don't learn it now, we won't magically find it then. And think about it. How many celebrities have we seen who have everything we think would make us content, such as like, I don't know, beauty, fame, money, but yet they're still restless? Have you thought about that? And that just shows us contentment isn't about circumstances, sweetheart. It's about the heart. And I don't know, let's go back to the Bible. You know, I love to reference the Bible, but let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 and 13. And this one's one of my favorite passages for this particular subject. And it's when Paul says, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secrets of being content in any and every situation. I can do all this through Christ who gives me strength. And I want you guys to notice something, that Paul doesn't say I was born content, or, you know, it just came naturally to him. He says, basically, I have learned, and that means contentment is a process that we all have to learn and go through, and it's taught by God through the ups and downs that we have in our life. And right now, we're living in a time where comparison is louder than ever, okay? Social media is like a daily reminder of what we don't have. But contentment says, I may not have everything I want, but I have everything I need in Christ. Another thing I want to add to this is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And contentment isn't about, you know, less desire. It's about more awareness of God's presence, baby. I haven't told anybody this. I just recently shared it with my close friends, but I've been dealing for the last 2 weeks with something, and I haven't said anything. I haven't let it, you know, bother me. My bank account got hacked, and it wasn't my checking account. It was my savings account. And whether this was an internal job or, you know, somebody that's just a good hacker and can just get into people's accounts and just start, you know, stealing money, I don't know. I don't know what the case is, but I told myself I'm not going to stress about it. I just pray about it. I let God handle it. And it's so funny that this whole thing with contentment that I've kind of been putting off has to deal with what I'm dealing with right now. And basically, it doesn't matter like how much money you have. You don't find contentment in that. And I'm in so much peace because I know whatever happens, God got me. Okay. And I'm not going to go too deep into my problem, but you know, I'm not going to stress about it anymore. I just thought I'd share that little bit of a piece with you guys right now. But let's make it a little bit more relatable to things that are happening right now, right? In regards to contentment. So let's bring this into real life, okay? Gas prices are high. Okay, I don't know where you are in the world, but here in America, the gas prices are just out of whack, okay? The last one I saw here in Florida was like 5 something, and that's ridiculous, okay? And that was, I don't even know if that was for regular or that was for premium, but either or, it's ridiculous. Let's talk about groceries and how expensive they become. And people are juggling jobs and bills, okay? And many of us are praying for breakthrough in areas that feel stuck. And, you know, it's easy to look at your life and say, this can't be enough. You know, but contentment isn't about denying reality, guys. It's about choosing gratitude in the middle of it. And you may not have the dream house, but maybe you've got a roof and a warm meal. Think about it that way. And you may not be married yet, but maybe you've got friends and family who love you. And I don't know, maybe you, I don't know, you have a big, you know, you may not have like a big promotion, but you've got breath in your lungs and opportunities to grow. Like me right now, my whole savings account got emptied out. But I still have money. I'm still living. My bills are paid. So even though I don't have that chunk of money that I was saving for at the current moment, I'm not completely in a bad position where I can't at least make it to continue to the next week. If that makes sense. But, you know, contentment isn't pretending everything is perfect. It's basically saying, even here, even now, God is still good, guys. And I am still blessed. Okay. I want to tell you guys some things that, you know, maybe you guys, some practical step that maybe you guys can take. So we can practice this. Men and women alike, doesn't matter, but we got to learn to shift our focus from what's missing to what's present. Okay. Start a gratitude journal if that helps you. You know, every day, write down 3 things that you already have and that you're thankful for. It rewires your mind. Guys, think about it. You know, a lot of people, the things that we're complaining about right now, we might be complaining about, I don't know, I don't have that car I want, or I don't want to have that house that I, you know, want. Or I don't want, you know, I can't take that trip. But think about the situation that you're in right now. Somebody is praying to be in this situation that we are right now. Think about it. There's some people that you might not have that nice house, but there's people out there that are sleeping on the street. There's people out there that are sleeping in hotel rooms. There's people out there that are sleeping in their vehicles because they don't have a home. They don't have a place to go and lay their heads at night safely, to wake up and be able to open the refrigerator and grab food, or at least have a warm place to be. And we're sitting here being so not content with what we are, what we have at the present moment. And we got to just be grateful for what we have right now. It's nothing wrong with wanting more, but you can want more without complaining about your circumstances at the moment. Okay. And stop comparing yourselves. It's easier said than done. I know, you don't got to tell me, because I've compared myself, my situation to other people. We've all done it at one point in our lives, right? But maybe that means taking a social media fast, okay? Or unfollowing accounts that stir jealousy instead of joy. Okay. Try that. Because like I said, but you guys have to realize that social media, it's nothing but a front, right? It's nothing to flaunt. Like, people are just making these perfect videos and it's all for the likes. It's all it's not even genuine. Okay. It's so hard to come across like things that are genuine nowadays. Don't let social media fool you. You know, those couples that are out there like making it seem like everything's perfect and they don't have any problems, baby, they could be going through it. You know what I'm saying? He could be cheating. She could be cheating. He could be beating her behind, you know, the camera. Like, we don't know these people's circumstances. You know, 15 seconds does not determine the reality of what's happening in that person's life. So we're sitting back thinking, oh, they have a perfect family. Oh, they have a perfect thing. And little do you know, a lot of things might be happening behind closed doors that we are not aware of. So stop comparing ourselves to others, okay? And celebrate others without resenting yourself. You know, when your friends get engaged, instead of spiraling into, why not me, Lord, choose to cheer them, you know, cheer for them. Because God's blessings aren't pie, you know? Their joy doesn't take away from ours. And just because ours hasn't happened yet, it doesn't mean it's not going to, and we're not going to get blessed. But everybody's timeline, like I keep saying, it's indifferent. We all have different timelines, because if we all had the same timeline and the same story and the same struggle, how boring would this life be? Then there wouldn't be. We'll be like robots and machines. And try to find joy in the small things, guys. Contentment is often found in moments, you know, with friends, like a laugh with friends, a quiet cup of coffee, a walk in nature. Slow down enough to notice them. It could be you just sitting down in a field and just looking at the scenery. You know, I'm a water person. I love water. I love the ocean. I love rivers. I love ponds. I love, you know, just anything that's tranquil. It brings like peace to me. So find that thing and sit back and just enjoy the moment, okay? And anchor yourself in God's promises. Like, remind yourself daily, am I enough? Not that I am enough, but I am enough because He is enough, okay? And let's pause right here and just be real, okay? Let's do a little reflection, okay? And ask yourself, what am I waiting on that I think will finally make me happy? Okay, I'm going to repeat that. What am I waiting on that I think, and that's the key word, think, will finally make me happy? Because if you think that getting that house is going to make you happy, of course it will make you happy temporarily. If you think getting married is going to make you happy, of course it will temporarily. Because marriage is hard work, guys. It really is. It's not like what everybody paints it. There's hardships and things in marriages, okay? If you think getting that promotion is going to make you happy because it's going to bring more money into you, of course it's going to make you happy temporarily. But again, every promotion and every job and every more responsibility does bring another baggage that you have to eventually unfold. So if you're relying on these things, I'm just going to give you some perspective. If you're relying on these things for happiness, you're looking in the wrong places. These things should add joy to your life, but it shouldn't be something that you rely on for happiness, true happiness. Number two, another question that I want you guys to ask yourself, am I overlooking today because I'm obsessed with tomorrow? We are so caught up with living in the future versus in the now. Let me shine some light to you guys really quick. Tomorrow is not promised. Do you hear me? Tomorrow is not promised. You can go to bed today and not wake up tomorrow. And so while, yes, you prepare for the future, you don't live in the future. You live in the now, because right now is what matters. Right now is what's going to shape your tomorrow. Correct? Like, think about it. If you keep disregarding your future, your future is never going to become a future because you're not working on it in the present now. So again, am I overlooking today because I'm obsessed with tomorrow? And then another question I want you guys to ask is, what's one thing in my life right now I can celebrate instead of complaining about it? Okay, let's start celebrating the fact that you are healthy. Okay, that you got both legs, both feet, both arms, eyesight. Okay, because a lot of people don't have legs. A lot of people don't have feet. A lot of people don't have arms, right? A lot of people don't have a lot of things. And so some people don't even have a home, like I mentioned earlier. You know, some people don't have a job. They don't know how to make ends meet. They don't know what tomorrow holds. You know, so let's celebrate the things that we have now and stop complaining about it so much. Okay, be grateful for once. We have to be grateful. And then let's take this even further, guys and girls alike. Contentment doesn't mean settling, okay? It doesn't mean we stop dreaming or we stop pursuing better, like I mentioned earlier. It means while we walk towards the future, we also embrace the now. Because if you don't learn to be content while you're single, you will not magically be content when you're married. You cannot think that if somebody comes to your life, everything's going to get better. And No. It's two whole people coming together. Okay. It shouldn't be a broken person coming together with a whole person. Okay. Because that person cannot fix you. You need to fix yourself within. You need to seek God. And if you cannot be content with a little, you won't magically be content with more. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer, okay, for you guys. And we're going to go ahead and bow our heads or however you want to pray, okay? Okay, all right. Lord, we thank you for the gift of today. Teach us to see it as enough, not because it has everything we want, but because you are in it, God. Forgive us for the times we've grumbled, compared, or complained instead of giving thanks. Father, help us live fully in the now, to be grateful, joyful, and obviously faithful right where we are. For every person listening, Jesus, I pray peace over their heart, gratitude over their minds, and joy over their spirit. Remind us daily that you are our portion, God, and because of that, we already have enough. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I want to thank you guys for joining me today, friends. Share this episode with someone who needs a reminder to breathe and be grateful right now. And I'll see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. Until then, I want you guys to walk in grace, live with gratitude, and remember, today is a gift. Don't miss it, guys. Till next time. Bye.
I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.